Bobby, you're just a little slut.
Oh my god, it's bad.
This is the voice that's in your head, Bobby. Bobby, you're such a little slut.
No, I didn't do it. I promise. I'm never going to sleep with him.
Bobby.
No, what?
Bobby.
What?
You're just a slut. No one's ever going to love you. You're just a little dirty little slut. Yes, love.
Eat this.
No!
Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hours.
Good for you.
For fun, for everyone you're listening to, Al Orlando, the homo happy hour, the most unique radio show of its kind, heard every Tuesday, 91.5 FM, WPRK, streaming online and archived on our website, gayradioshow.com, and with the free TuneIn Radio app. If you download TuneIn Radio, search WPRK, listen to the best in basement radio anytime you want to, and if you are lucky enough to, I feel very elitist sometimes when I go, if you're lucky enough to be my Facebook friend, then you could watch the live stream on facebook.com/OutLoudOrlandoRadio, and you can also like us through facebook.com/gayradioshow. There's way too many, as the years go by, the introduction and the information about the show just gets like progressively longer. So like by the year 2020, well, the show will take 20 minutes to introduce and then we'll be good. I'm your host, Justice. This is episode number 390, and cast and crew and special guests with us here today. We have John is here. John, superfan, how you doing, man?
Great.
Good to see you again, dude. And then also then the incomparable Bobby.
Hello.
How are you doing, man?
I'm good.
You feel better after your nap?
I feel very well rested.
I got here. I guess you had bar cleanup this morning.
I did.
And so Bobby said, he texted me, goes, I'm going to take a nap. And I said, Bobby, please don't take a nap. I'm really worried you're going to fall asleep and not come into the show.
Happened before.
He goes, I'm going to do it at the station. So he showed up here. Like, how long ago did you get here?
I got here around 2.
Got here around 2 o'clock. He turned off all the lights and no one's paying any attention. Bobby's just like camped out in the couch. So hear you this, homeless people, if you want to come take a nice nap.
Don't come here in the air conditioning. Don't come here and smell at my facilities.
Yeah, very nice. Good job. Give the show a call, 407-646-2915. You can follow us on Twitter. At Gay Radio Show. That's Twitter. At Gay Radio Show. And we would love to stay in touch with you. We have a special guest that's supposed to be coming in. The Mr. Miss Adrian texted me and said she's, coming in. I double-checked yesterday, and then I follow triple-checked up, and then I double-checked again with a phone call, and I got the call saying she's coming in. So really hopeful that she's coming in, mainly because, if you have any new listeners, Adrian was a co-host on the show for about 2 years, and she did the news, and she used to do Minute of Gaga. Did you ever listen to the show back in those days?
Mm-mm.
The show gets divided up into different eras. There's like the Bobby, Rob, Justice era, and then Atomic kind of like fixed in that mix when Bobby left and went to Jacksonville.
Oh, for Jacksonville.
Bobby's time in Jacksonville away from the show was, very memorable. And then and then Mr. Miss Adrian came in, and then, it's a rotating cast and crew, but Adrian was always a very awesome part of the show. And I remember seeing her at her second ever performance ever at Pulse when she performed, and we kind of just caught each other's eye, and so many awesome things to say about her. I won't say them now because I'll probably end up saying them again when she comes in here, but she's been going on the One Pulse Orlando tour, along with other performers and drag queens from Pulse Orlando, spreading kind of the love, sharing their performance art all over the place. Had a great weekend and got to meet up with her and some of the crew. So some of the things we might talk about. How do you feel about that, Bobby?
I feel really good.
Did you drink some more of that Dr. Pepper?
Let's
we're gonna watch Bobby drink Dr. Pepper.
Oh, this is gonna be really good radio.
This is really well. He's drinking the Dr. Pepper.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey, yo, I
Dr.
don't mind.
Nurse Bobby.
Yeah, I don't mind saying you need to drink more than that. You don't even get a good burp off of that. You gotta gulp your soda.
I don't like burping in people's ears. So I'm not trying to burp.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Would somebody who's being nominated for best local radio personality in Central Florida ever burp in someone's ears? I mean, let's get serious about life here, Bobby. OrlandoWeekly.com says, nay, Justice, you do not burp in people's ears. You know why? Because you got one more day to go vote. OrlandoWeekly.com/vote if you want to, not a call to action, but if you want to, vote for us on OrlandoWeekly.com/vote. Give us a call, 407-646-2915, and I'll give you a shout out. You know how I don't ever let listeners talk? I don't ever let callers talk? I will let you call if you vote for us and vote for DJ Justice for Best Local Radio Personality.
Oh my God, what a prize.
And Gay Radio Show is up also for Best Local Website. And then our own station, WPRK. WPRK is up for Best Local Radio Station. And you know what? We made the nominations list. I'm really happy about it. I'm already thinking ahead to the big party, because there's a big party, the Best of Orlando, Orlando Weekly Party, where, you know, you get to rub elbows with, you know, your John Morgan and your president of the Orlando City and your restaurateurs and your business respectable men and me.
That's such a distinguished list.
Diversity.
And then you.
And then me. Look at me. I'm fancy.
You're gonna, oh, fancy. Are you going to wear a tie?
You know what? I've been thinking about, yeah, it's been a while since I've done one of those, like, spectator look at me's. And I figure if I only get one shot to really kind of make myself the center of attention, what's the best way that I could promote the radio show at this event? I've been wrestling with some ideas. I think I might get some cards. I think I might make it. So why do I have to go up and talk to people and prove how interesting I am? Why can't I just show up and have them come to me? There are a couple ways to do this.
Why don't you bring your pod and then just dress as a radio station? And like, God, in my ear every week.
No.
Have headphones on.
No, and then, so, like, you just dress like you're a radio, like you're already in the studio. Like, you could just come and, like, DJ drag.
See, but I'm thinking differently. I think if I'm representing GayRadioShow.com, I think if I'm representing...
Come naked.
I thought about that. Also thought, I don't know how many other... I you know what? I don't know if I want to tip my hand just yet, but I think I have some ideas in mind. I think if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it upright. And I think when I show up, you know, because I'm definitely more bold and more prone to make a spectacle of myself if I don't feel like a normal person. It's kind of hard being so unique sometimes, you know, Bobby? Do you ever feel that way?
Like a unicorn in a world full of rhinos? Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. I have a question for you. I have a question for you. Now, when I ask you this question, don't take it the wrong way. It's not at all addressed. It's just meant to preface the conversation, but I'm asking you as a person.
Oh, you're teaching me how to do radio?
No, yeah. No. I just know that sometimes I'm aware that when I ask a question a certain way, I don't want you to think, oh, why do you assume that about me? No, that's not what this is.
Oh, I did do that. Okay, so that's fair.
Okay, thank you.
We're good.
There have been times in my life where I have realized that I'm the obnoxious guy at the party, or that, like, I'm the annoying one that's, like, the least well-liked. Have you ever felt like that before and been in situations where you're like, oh, my God, everyone here hates me? Have you ever been in that situation?
Why would you assume that about me?
Shut up. No, realistically, have you ever? Like, you're a very self-aware person. Sometimes does you ever feel that way?
I can be extremely awkward, but I always, and especially when I meet new people, get kind of like, oh, God, what am I going to say? But inevitably, I always have a story for everything, so yeah. I just start telling stories, and people are like, oh, wow, he's really entertaining. We should bring him to our next party. Well, and that's just how that works.
And, you know, you are a good storyteller. You tell great stories. I mean, that is what made me fall in love with you initially. I have had times where...
First words.
I'm not... Let me segue really quick. I was trying to figure out how to wake Bobby up from his slumber, and I was like, Bobby, little prince. I was like, do you want me to, like, tickle your back and tell you you're special? Do you want me to dry hump you to wake you up?
No.
Do you want me to sing a song in your ear?
Oh, God, no.
Do you want me to gently tickle you and rub your tummy until you awake from slumber with birds chirping?
How can you manage to fit all of the worst options into one single wake up? That's what I wanted to know. Like, of all of the things that you could have tried, how is that what you went with?
So, I don't want to call anybody out because I had an amazing weekend, but are you ever thankful?
Wait, do you really, like, wake people up by tickling their belly? I'm so sorry. We'll go back to that.
I'll ask somebody beforehand, so I mean, if I'm tickling their belly, chances are I'm able to, like...
It's good luck.
If you're close enough to tickle someone's belly to wake them up, like, chances are there's other things you could do to, like... Boom, snap, clap it. You know, they just to wake
you
it
know,
up.
You know, I'm just imagining, like, obviously these awful hand gestures, but come on, little prince. Come on and wake up.
Like, let me.
I don't know why you went for that guy, like, family guy, like, hey there, how you doing?
Hey.
Like, let me knead your belly fat, like, right, like, dough.
Me, like, with my. Oh, God. You can see why I wouldn't want you to do that to me.
Punch your butt.
See, and that's awkward. Like, with the hands. Like, the, oh, see.
Uncle McFeely hands.
So what were you thankful for this weekend?
So what I was realizing this weekend was, I know that sometimes I'm a bit much, but I'm always thankful when there's somebody, like, more disliked than me in a group, because all of a sudden I now have to worry about me being like the least popular or the least well liked or the most annoying person in like a group as far as people are measuring, you know, we think
of. I get a free pass.
Yeah, it's kind of so then I get to be a part of the bigger, like, oh my God, can you believe that a-hole, what a jerk, you know. So all of a sudden I'm like not the bad guy, and then sometimes I'll even qualify and be like, oh my God, I hope I'm not as annoying as that person, and when everyone's like, no, you're so much better than that person, I'm like, yes, I'm in. I am so in right now. Thank you for being here, annoying, negative, pessimistic guy that's just ruining everyone's good time.
You should, oh my God, you should do that. You should get a friend like that, and then you should just bring them everywhere. Like, no, don't bring them with you, because you don't want to show up at the same time.
Because they'll be like, your friend's an a-hole.
Right, just tell them where the event is going to happen, so then they just happen to show up to it.
And then show up early, and then before they arrive, actually be like, oh my God, I sure hope so. So-and-so doesn't show up. What a drag.
And then they're like, oh, God, he's here. What are we going to do?
Everything. And then everything. Age, you hang around or show up where older people are at.
Mm-hmm. And then they're like, younger. Oh, look at you. You're so young in this retirement home. You look the only one not in a wheelchair. That's fascinating.
Yeah, let's do the three things that I learned.
If you do that one more time.
What, Bobby?
If you do that one more time.
What, Bobby?
I'm tickle your belly.
Tickle my belly. Tickle my belly, little prince.
It somehow turned into a Furby.
I'm just gonna play the three things that Justice learned. I'm gonna sing you the acoustic version to wake you up. Everyone's very giggly today. I got Dr. Pepper for Bobby, and I got myself a Coke Zero. And everything. Okay, so this weekend, I had a fun family weekend, and not much to talk about. You know, when it's like a fun, regular kind of everyday thing, sometimes I wish that crazy, bizarre things happen, but I got to visit my cousin and her husband and their two sons who live over in Merritt Island. Now, I only have two first cousins. As I grew up, I realized it was weird that some families were so much bigger than mine and were very, you know, we're spread apart in age. She's about maybe 12, 14 years older than me, so her kids are 6 and 10. And they're awesome little dudes. They're smart. They're like tech savvy. They're Lego. Like they're just into everything. Their dad's a big, you know, nerdo gamer, programmer, Air Force guy. So it's a very kind of quiet, academically minded family. So I come in, you know, like Hurricane Justice.
Oh God.
And I get them like out of the house. We're playing Pokemon. We're going around Cocoa Beach. You know, like we're catching Pokemon. We're evolving. I went up to level 25. Now to get to level 26 on Pokemon Go, it's 190,000 experience points. I have no life. I'm okay with this and having an all-in-all good time. The one thing I realized, though, is that since the little kids didn't have their own phone, in order to let them play Pokemon Go, I had to hand over my phone to
them.
Why
are you twitching?
Why, today?
Yes, you're super twitchy.
Am I?
Yes.
It's probably because of the caffeine. And also when I'm trying to talk and like really focus on the words and how they come out, my little nervous tick in my eye comes out even more. Like no, my heart
it's
blink.
Like, yeah, it's just like, yeah. Ooh.
If you have the live stream listeners, I'm more open about it now. Like, if I'm on a dinner date with somebody and I'm sitting across from them, I'll say, hey, you know, since I got my LASIK, I have a nervous tick. And sometimes when I'm not thinking about it especially, or I'm hyped up, or I'm caffeinated, or, like, it comes out more. I'll even bring that up on the first day whenever I'm at my other job. I'll say, hey, guys, just letting you know, sometimes I have, like, a hard blink. So if you see that, don't be distracted. Don't think I'm up here, like, tweaking out or anything like that. Like, I'll make a joke about it just to kind of make people aware. So thank you for calling attention to it. I thought radio, I wouldn't have to deal with this crap anymore.
You're welcome. I mean, I went on a date with a guy who had Tourette's. So, I mean, he didn't tell me beforehand, so I kind of thought that he was on drugs.
Yeah.
But... Thanks for letting me know that your eyes are very hydrated. Anyway, so you had to let him use your phone.
I had, and then I realized, like, all of a sudden there came just this, like, this fear in the pit of your stomach about how my phone is, like, not kid-friendly
at all. Oh, no! Your phone is not kid-friendly at all!
So, like, I make a point to be like, now listen, while you have my phone, while you have my phone, little kids, don't go out of Pokemon Go. Don't look at anything else. I had to turn off my text message notifications. I had no previews coming up. I had to make sure, like, Grindr notifications. notifications. I had to like make sure like I temporarily disabled like Snapchat because I didn't want anything being like clicked on here, there, or otherwise at all. And then it got even worse because as they're looking at my Pokemon, I'm very creative with the names of my Pokemon, but they are also not appropriate for 6 and 10 year olds. So all of a sudden, the 6 is like, "What is Miss Milf? What's the O face?" Like that's the name of my Bellsprout. And,
oh my god!
And my Nita. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who is a Pig Bottom? Like it's like, oh god! So I'm like hurriedly trying to like quick and change the name of my Pokemon into like, you know, oh, Mr. Spaghetti Man or
like. I enjoy that like you went there and you're like, let's go do something fun. Let's go play Pokemon, and then like. As you, like, presented your phone or presented the idea, you're like, wait a second, no!
Like, this is a bad idea.
This was a bad idea!
Abort! Abort!
Don't do it!
Yeah, good. So, I mean, so, yeah. So I guess I'm learning. It's just making me a little fearful, because I'll definitely be closer with, you know, my nephews, my twin nephews, who are still little babies.
Yeah.
As we grew up, and I'm their uncle. But then, did you know what they're called? So it's my first cousin's kids. I had been going around just saying those are my second cousins, and it turns out that's not what. Do you know what the proper term is for your first cousin's children?
Is it first cousin once removed?
I'm so surprised you guys knew that. I thought that had to do with like divorce or from like the opposite bloodline.
My family's from the South.
Yeah,
but bloodlines are important.
Yeah. Well, no, when it's your first cousin once removed, it means that you share. It means that you wait. No. I'm confused. If I had kids, my kids and her kids would have the same great-grandparents, right? Because that's my mom's sister's kid. So we had the same... So me,
just boasting. I actually have no idea how
to works. Oh, shut up, Bobby.
It was a 50-50 Oh,
that was
chance.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was a big pop right there. Ow.
Sorry. Ha! Ha ha ha! Did something happen in your ear that maybe you didn't like?
Oh, God.
Oh, no. It kind of hurt my ear, so yeah, I can only imagine.
We over-modulated there for a bit. Anyway, so, and then...
I'm Banshee from the X-Men. My laugh is like sonic waves of destruction. Yes. I knew I was a superhero.
That's your superhero.
Oh, God.
Power.
I finally got there.
You got there.
Oh, yeah. Good.
To me, my X-Men.
Yes. Mountains crumble.
How are you not up for best local radio personality?
Because I like to nap.
So I went and spent the day, and it was a good day with family. And it is. It's I'm realizing it's important to, you know, your family is your connection to your past, and it's and we're like, oh, it's 4:20 by the way. You know what that means, everybody. I am getting bored with this, but we said we'd do it for like a year. Okay, it's 4:20. You know what that means, Out Loud Orlando. It's time to take your Truvada. That's right. Find out about Truvada. Pre-exposure prophylaxis, otherwise known as PrEP. It can decrease your chances of getting HIV. It's covered by many insurance companies. It's a good way to protect yourself and others. If you want to, take your pill.
Because you're slut.
PrEP up.
Actually, I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and it's still like no syphilis, no gonorrhea, no hepatitis, no herpes. No HIV. I was like, all right, let's go, boy.
Congratulations.
I know. And then I promptly went out to the bathhouse and just got, like, reamed out like a watermelon with a hole in it.
Because why not? Why?
I figured, hey, I'm coming to the game with a clean slate. Let's throw a little dirty on it.
Let's test the boundaries.
I don't care what happens in this dark room.
Have you ever seen Superstar with Molly Shannon?
I know the character. I've seen the skit, not seen the movie.
You haven't? Okay, because there's a part where she's, like, going off on how, like, she's the dirty, dirty slut.
Yeah.
And, like, the way she said it, she's like, you're a slut! And now, anytime I say that word, that's the only thing that pops in my mind is just,
dirty,
like,
little slut.
Yeah, like Molly Shannon
you're
doing it.
Slut, Roxanne, you're a slut.
You're a little slut, Bobby. Bobby, you're on... Bobby, no one else can hear me right now. This is just the voice inside your head. You're such a little slut.
No.
Everyone else, no one else hears what's going on.
No. You.
Well, Bobby, I'm in your head right now. Drink that.
No, I'm a good girl. Bobby, I'm a good girl.
You're a little slut. Oh.
Bobby, what are you freaking out for?
I don't know.
We're trying to do the radio show. What's going on?
I apologize. I don't know.
Bobby, you're just a little slut.
Oh my God, it's back.
This is the voice in your head, Bobby.
Ah.
Bobby, you're such a little slut.
No, I didn't do it. Bobby. I promise. I'm never going to sleep with him.
Bobby.
No. What?
Bobby.
What? Bobby. What?
You're just a slut. No one's ever gonna love you. You're just a little dirty little slut. Yes, love.
Bobby, I don't know why Bobby's freaking out. We're just trying to do that. I was just trying to talk about the three things that I learned this week. And all of a sudden, Bobby starts.
That's right, Bobby. That's right, No one can hear me but you.
No, I want to get married.
Well, Bobby, you're never going to get married because no one wants to marry a dirty little
girl.
Bobby, come. Bobby, this is Justice.
So,
calm down.
I'm so sorry. I'm
Bobby,
so
Bobby, do you need
no,
a minute? Do you need a minute? Do you need a minute? You okay?
I've got the vapors. Gah! Brought me right back home. Ugh. It's awful.
This weekend was a prime example of, have you ever been in a situation where you have, you know, like maybe 10 minutes to make a decision, to make a choice, and it ends up being either the really, really right decision or the really, really wrong decision. Like those like critical, you know, what am I going to do? Like choose your adventure, go to page 5 or go to page 12. Like have you ever had a day like that where you say, I could go on and do this or I could.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hated those books because I always died. Like, and then once I died, I kind of, like, tried to figure out where the last place I was so that I could go back and I'd keep it, mm-hmm. and then, like, choose the other one, and then inevitably I'd choose the one that just, I still died.
I'd always go back, I'd always cheat and read all of the endings first, and then try to memorize and remember, like, which way, and then go back and choose the right adventure to win and go to victory, and then be happy with myself.
I don't think that that's cheating. I think those books are extremely frustrating for children and led me to believe that I always make bad choices. So, as an adult, I just know that if I think it, then it's probably not the right decision.
Right.
And when you go back and you keep choosing that choice over and over, it's like, wait
no,
a minute,
I didn't
what
choose,
kind of person
I didn't choose the same choice. I just always ended up in the same place. Because it was always...
So you went from A to B to C, and then you ended up at D, and you weren't happy with D. So then you went to, like, A to B to Q, and then you still ended up at D.
Right. It didn't matter whether I was on a spaceship on another planet...
Or with the
it
Transformers.
R.L. Stein's Goosebumps. Like, it didn't matter what planet I was on, I was always dead.
Well, I had a successful version of that, and at I think maybe, what, like 9:30, 10 o'clock, I was getting ready to leave, visiting the family, swimming. I'm my nephews and my cousins think I'm hilarious because I'm just a giant goofball of a child, and I looked at Facebook and realized I was only 1 hour away from Vero Beach, and I saw Mr. and Miss Adrian check in and all the other drag queens checking in, and then I saw, do you know Victor Yoshi, bartender over at Paul's?
I just met him yesterday, actually.
He's, you know what, I don't often sing praises of other people, but when it comes to people that have made an impact on me that I have absolute unconditional love for and amazing times hanging out. He's one of those people. And when I realized that he was down there too, I said to myself, I could either hop on the 528 and go home to Orlando, where I'll probably watch Stranger Things, J.O., and then go to bed, or I could hop on 95, go an hour south, and support Pulse, support the performers, not knowing what's going to happen, didn't tell anyone I was coming, didn't know where I was going to stay. And I did that, and it ended up being the greatest decision ever and just the most amazing weekend. I got there to watch this performance, and it wasn't at a gay bar or a gay club. It was organized by Savannah, who's a photographer. Savannah, you know
Savannah Powell, yeah.
Yeah. And she's a sweetheart, too. And so she had this whole thing organized. They had the Heritage Center, like an assembly hall, rented out. They had hundreds of people there, raised $11,000. And it wasn't, you know, like it wasn't your typical club crowd. I think there's maybe only one gay bar down there anyway, called like Tattletales or something, some little bar. And so all the Pulse performers, Angelique Young and then Mystery Hugger, and hosted by Mr. Miss Adrian, who's been crossing all over the country, you know, coming down there to do that. And they had this event, you know, a little bit more mature crowd, you know, but it was so awesome to see how everyone was still coming out here, you know, almost 2 months later, really being supportive, and everyone was still being brought to tears. They had balloons all over the place. They had purposely put up 49 balloons at the end of the night. They took those 49 balloons and like to commemorate the, you know, the people's lives that were lost. They let them go, the 49 balloons, you know.
That's cute.
Yeah, you want to know what happened that was funny, though?
What?
Some woman that was in there was an environmentalist, and she got all bent out of shape. Like, no, you can't do that. You can't be with the turtles. The turtles will choke on the balloons.
So she has a point.
So she tried to run around the assembly hall and, like, pop all the balloons before we could go out there and, like, let them go. And finally someone was like, F the environment. And we did it anyway.
That would make a fun movie. Oh, that would make a fun movie.
I mean, I can see where she's going with it, but running around an assembly hall trying to pop commemorative balloons is a little much.
Hashtag turtle lives matter.
But, and so I ended up sleeping on, you know, a hotel room with four other people. And it was one of those situations where, you know, people that you'll interact with a lot of time, you know who they are, you've run into them at a club a bunch of times, but you've never hung out with them. You've never spent maybe more than an hour with them. I probably had quality interactions with, I'd say maybe six or seven people from here in Orlando that I've known for years and never actually hung out with, gone kayaking with, had a drink with, spent the night with, you know, and I honestly feel like everyone walked away feeling so awesome about the situation, you know, that you really, you're making a face. What are you making a face
for? Kayaking was like a really big thing for you, isn't it?
Well, we went, the people that put on the fundraiser, there's this little resort called Waldo's, like Driftwood Beach or something down there in Vero Beach. It's a whole resort made out of driftwood by this guy.
That sounds like you get lost. Like, where's Waldo?
Yeah, yes. But
and then add driftwood on top of it. You could be anywhere.
Their thank you to all the performers. And I went up there just saying, hey, I'm just here as a spectator. Like, no, you're part of Orlando. And I went to try to, I just went to give some money and support the people that I love for the great things they're doing. And was fortunate enough to kind of be in. I had no part in organizing it whatsoever. So I felt like a real kind of glob on.
So did they go kayaking?
So the day after, this was Saturday night. So Sunday, their thank you to all the performers was, hey, come get a free meal at this resort and get drinks. And then, well, we have got beach kayaking and come get the kayaks and it's free of charge. So they really showed up and gave us like a really good time to kind of say thank you to the performers and
to
the queens.
Did you see a
shark? No, it was choppy. I kayaked out with Angelique Young. Hey!
Hi.
And here's the woman of the hour right there. Let's get her on a microphone.
I didn't know you could kayak on the beach.
We were kayaking out on the ocean. Yeah,
I think that you can kayak wherever there's water, and you have a kayak.
You can also be like swept around from it. Hey, let's put the camera on her. We're doing live stream. Is that okay?
Yeah. Hi.
Cool.
I'm not camera ready.
I know. Well, Mr. Miss Adrian does her her live stream all the time. So talk to that mic real quick.
Am I good?
Yeah. You got some headphones?
Yeah.
That's cool. Thank you for coming.
Yeah. What's up?
You're a hard woman to get a hold of.
I don't know why. You think in Florida drivers would be used to driving in the rain, but. No.
How hard is it raining?
Not that bad.
Oh, okay.
It was just the sky is ominous.
Ooh,
yeah, it looks. It's gonna pour soon. But.
And you know what? I'll just say it now and get it out of the way because the mushy, sappy DJ Justice side of me, Miss Adrian, I'm sad she's not on the show as much anymore, but it's because she's grown and is doing so many amazing things. She's tired a lot because she's going everywhere. She's doing everything. And Miss Adrian is back on the airwaves with us. And I was just talking about the Vero Beach experience this weekend. That was just, you know, one time for me. This is like how many stops have you done in the One Pulse tour now across the country?
We've done like 12.
Would you pull that mic to the...
Yeah.
And pull it to the side a little bit.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's better.
Here. Yeah, we've done like 12. And they've all been like that. Like, I'm glad you got to go to one because basically every stop has been really like people being really amazing and like, giving and open. And like the most important thing for me, like in my eyes, enough money has been raised. Like, mm-hmm. I really could care less about that. For me, meeting people and like they have their moment to grieve. And I guess when people who, I guess are detached from the situation in the sense that they don't live here or they maybe didn't know someone personally or they've never been to Pulse.
Mm-hmm.
I guess seeing us makes it real for them. So they get to
grieve. They're reliving that moment. Cause there were tears. There were tears that night that I saw. Has that been?
Yeah, that's pretty, standard.
And so it's not just been in Florida. You've been in Jacksonville, you've been in Pensacola, but you went up to, so far, what city stood out to you? I mean, they've all been moving, but what city kind of stands out to you had the biggest turnout?
I don't know. Everyone
turnout.
Keeps asking me, like, what was your favorite stop?
No, I didn't ask that. Like, I said,
I know,
like, yeah.
I know, but it's like, I don't know. They all kind of, I don't know. They've all kind of blurred together.
Yeah.
I think they're all just as important.
You've been to Columbus, Ohio, Pittsburgh, New York, Staten Island, Washington, D.C., Dallas, Texas.
Austin
was awesome.
Oh, well, can't hear. I love Austin.
Austin. I'd never been, and it was Austin. I met some, like, lifelong friends there.
Now, I want to ask you this, because, you know, when you're going and you're reliving, do you feel that you've been able to kind of grieve and mourn and heal? Because, like, you're stuck in the middle of it. Or is it always, like, reliving? Is it, like, reopening a wound every time you're doing this, or is that part of your healing process as an entertainer?
It's kind of both. I don't know. It's like when I'm.
If you don't want to talk about it.
No, it's cool. That's why I'm here. When I'm like at the club, it feels healing because I guess like what the way I know how to fix things is performing. Mm-hmm. I guess the way I know how to handle stuff is through like the way you know how to fix things is through your art.
Talk about it
on the radio. I do it through music and costumes and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. make and seeing people's reactions helps me. So that's been great, but then like you get back to the hotel and it sucks. Like it's like, I mean, everyone's going through it. It's not special to me. You know, everyone's having their moments where they're having a great time, and everyone's having their moments when they're having not so great of a time. And mm-hmm. I'm sure like Bobby works in the bars. Like I'm sure you have moments when you're bartending, when you're getting your life and you're having so much fun. And then somewhere you're like, wow, things are a little different now. And
every weekend.
Yeah, so it's just...
because I had regulars, and so there's always just one point during the night when I'm like, oh, no, that person's not coming in tonight or right. ever again.
Right, so it's just, I don't know. It's a weird, like, roller coaster of, you know, emotions. But I feel like I'm doing what I should be doing, if that makes sense. Like, like I'm doing what I need to be doing. I wish I could do more, but I don't really know what else to do.
Right.
But it has been helping. Like, I'm very honored and fortunate that I get to go out and, I guess, try to do my best to represent these people.
I think more than represent, I think what I felt from just being at the one event in Vero Beach this weekend, and you can tell me if this was any different or anything that stood out.
I'll tell you, Vero Beach was like really special. Like that night. Well, but they've all been very special like that. Mm-hmm. Like that you just feel, there's like a palpable like energy of like love and it's celebration.
You feel it.
Yeah, it's like it feels like a celebration, and it feels like a I was just relieved. We said this when we started putting the show together. I just didn't want all of these stops to feel like a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted it to feel like we're celebrating these people and celebrating what we had.
Yeah,
I didn't want people like you kind of
remembering the living spirit. Yeah, of the place.
Right, and the people who were in there. Yeah,
exactly.
Because the spirit, let's face it, the spirit in that building was because of the people who were in that building.
Mm-hmm.
The building's just a building. You know, but the people in there was really what made it so special every week. So that's what we've really tried to like duplicate that. And I don't know if we've duplicated it, but it's certainly like something. It's something special.
Is every stop a fundraiser like Vero Beach?
They've been different. That's what, like, when I get there, we always ask because we don't want to say the wrong thing on the mic. Like, some of the stops have been raising money for the staff. Some of the stops have been raising money for
the One Orlando Fund.
Right. Every place we've gone, they're donating to something different. So, so I think Vero Beach was a staff fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying not to.
All
anybody wants to talk about is money, and I'm like,
you know what? I agree with you. I purposely didn't pull the one story that just now the problems of how this is going to be divided up and who's in charge of the One Orlando Fund. I'm much the same way. Like that conversation.
Maybe it's because I'm young and I'm like not jaded or something, but I just don't care about the money. Like
to me, it's not even a conversation I want to entertain on the air, because I don't want to talk about who deserves what and who gets what. Like, and I pray and I'm confident that it'll all work out. But just to me, I feel that money tarnishes good things.
Yeah.
And I don't want the goodwill that people raise to, you know, show their love and support after something horrible happened. I don't want that to be tarnished by the dollar amounts and where it's going. And just like that's why I'm not a good money person. I'm not good at asking for money. I'm not good at collecting money. I'm not good at telling people they owe me money.
I'm not good at caring about money. I never have been.
Yeah.
But
if you do that one more time. One more. And I know I said that last time, but this time I really, really mean it.
If you go to OrlandoWeekly.com/vote, you can vote for DJ Justice for Best Local Radio Personality. Voting ends tomorrow.
See, I really was. I should have said at the beginning, I've been like, if you don't do that, then I'll go vote today. But you've already ruined it three times.
Okay, I won't burp anymore if you go vote for me on OrlandoWeekly.com/vote under local color.
Yeah, he'll totally do it. And then he'll still expect me to vote for him.
This story came out from the AP. Orlando Buddy Dyer, the mayor of Orlando, says he wants the city of Orlando to purchase Pulse Nightclub to create a permanent memorial for the 49 people who were killed during the June shooting. He says he'd like the gay nightclub to remain in its current state for the near future, continuing to act as a temporary memorial as people come from around the world to pay their respects. The Pulse spokeswoman, Sarah Brady, said they've met with the officials from the city, but talks are just preliminary. You know, if you're not in the Orlando area, it still gets me when I drive by the club. You know, I haven't gone and stood in front of it. I haven't brought myself to do that. Now, at this point, I feel a little guilty that I haven't, but I just, I have, the three times I've driven by it, you know, you get the feels. I don't know. How was it for you going there as a, you know, that was the place you worked. You were there every week.
I've still kind of gone. I'm not going to say I've gone every night, but I kind of, I tried to go, well, and that was really when I'm home. I kind of just got back on Sunday from the traveling, but I was going like, I tried to go the night before I would leave and then the night when I got back while I was traveling. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm home, I was there the night before and last night. And I like going. I don't know. I just like sitting and being there. And I don't know why, but it's just nice.
Some like, world.
Hmm?
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's all I have to say.
That's okay. It's like, it's been interesting on the show because we'll talk about it. We've talked about, I think, every week since it's happened. We're not going to ignore it. But so it's that weird segue between we're doing an entertainment show that also has news that takes us to a moment of reality that then we try to, and I just know, I just plow through and just say, you know, this is how we segue, and it's not meant to be disrespectful, but it's also, you know, meant to be showing that, you know, we're stronger. But anyway, aside from Hillary Clinton, you know, going to visit the Pulse Memorial, the Prime Minister of Luxembourg has also visited the site of
with his husband.
Yeah, thank you. Minister of Luxembourg is the only current openly gay world leader. His name is Xavier Bettel. He's the only third out person to lead a country following from ex-Belgian leader Elio De Rupo and Iceland's former Prime Minister Johanna Sigurðardóttir.
Iceland,
how's that say?
No, I don't know, because Iceland just takes a bunch of Scrabble letters and throws them at the wall, and that's what your name is.
Sigurðardóttir.
No, Luxembourg is a microstate in the middle of Europe.
It's the smallest country in the world.
I've always been very fond of it.
You can walk across it in one day. It has a population of just over 500,000. From the
Wikipedia. You can walk across that in a day.
Yeah, it says you can.
Because how fast are you walking?
It's just like a couple of towns. Like it would be like if you just incorporated Greater Orlando into a country, and that's about the size of Luxembourg.
And there's 500,000 people in there.
Yeah. There's 500,000 people here.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a lot.
Well, I apologize. There's like 450,000, but still.
Did Bobby do a report on Luxembourg in middle school?
But no.
What are their chief primary exports, Bobby? What's their average rainfall?
I really appreciated microstates, like, because they were cool. I'm like, yeah, tiny little country in the middle of things. Awesome. Good for you.
There you go.
I just got PTSD. This is going to be your final project. Start working on it now.
Dress up like the Deutschland. It's just cool to see that you know, even now still world leaders are you know, he and his husband were on their way to the Rio Olympics, and on their way there they stopped to pay their respects. You've been watching the Olympics?
No, not this year.
Not even a little bit?
Mm-mm.
I feel like I haven't been watching as much. What about you?
I've been working, but I have been looking at all of the articles about all of the hot guys at the Olympics, so I don't know if that counts.
What do you think I have written down on my notepad here? What sport has the hottest guys?
Gymnasts. Gymnastics.
They're hot, but they're a little bit too thick.
No, see, okay.
Is it the swimmers?
No. I think the swimmers. No. I think swimmers could meet up.
See, I don't
swimmers,
like...
Swimmers can get it.
I don't like guys who are taller than me, so that discludes the swimmers. Like, maybe a diver, but gymnasts, that is right on point. They're about my height, and they're like little stocky bros. Like, we're gonna, like, do flips and stretch and stuff.
I feel like good they've, for it. I feel like they've done it. So much, like, body damage to, like, be flexible. Like, I feel like...
No.
I feel that they would not enjoy... I feel like they'd expect way too much.
Have you ever done gymnastics?
I feel like unless I do like a backflip triple Lindy split onto their D,
you're just being ridiculous.
Like if I'm not flexible enough to like lean down between my own legs, like all of a sudden I'm a failure.
No, that's no.
We need to set the bar low here.
So you have to swim a lap with a swimmer before you can do it? Like how does that work? As long as we're going with like sports.
Fun in the water and fun in the bedroom. Fun in the water and fun in the bedroom are two different things, Bobby. Nervous laughter. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You forgot what the show is about, didn't you?
Yeah. It's good. Did I used to sit here?
Yes, you used to sit here.
I thought it felt familiar.
Yeah.
The uncomfortable unease of Justice talking about sex.
I'm not talking about anything.
Like, I think I've lived this life before.
Yeah, were the Olympics? When were the last Olympics? Were you here for those?
What was that, like a year ago?
Yeah.
Don't they do it every year?
No, it's
every 4 years, like the presidency.
They do a summer one and a winter.
America competed in the gold Super Bowl of Olympics, and the Patriots won.
The winter is every 4 years, and the summer is every 4 years. But there's really only a 2 year break between
the Olympics. So they do like hot Olympics and cold Olympics.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. In hot places and cold places.
Cool.
Very nice. Good job.
Like, because you're not going to get, like, you know, the winter Olympics in the middle of the Sahara.
So you can't, like, ski for the Summer Olympics.
No.
So what can you do only specifically for the Summer
Jamaica
Olympics?
Has a bobsled team.
Well, you do the Summer Olympics is gymnastics, canoeing, and kayaking, which I can't believe.
Why are you explaining this to her like she doesn't know? She knows.
No, I don't know.
She knows.
No, she doesn't know.
No, I really don't know.
She doesn't know.
So you can't kayak in the winter.
No.
They can't do like an indoor kayaking?
No, because
like
they take you to like a frozen...
That's called bobsled.
Yeah, they take you to like a frozen tundra, and everybody has to like... That's why the Winter Olympics aren't popular. No one's naked.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
I know.
No.
Huh. Well, of the Olympic athletes this year, there are over 42 that identify as LGBT. This year, not as much oppression as it was during the Winter Olympics in Sochi in Russia, which has, you know, anti-gay propaganda laws, and it was a whole big to-do. But did you know that the first did you know that Niels Bukke was out to his family members as gay and attempted to compete with Denmark in the Olympics back in 1908? So as far back as gay athletes go, I thought that was going to be like an interesting factoid, but nobody seems interested in what I just said.
What? I was trying to see if the guy behind you was hot.
Yeah, actually, I'm not going to lie, me too.
Yeah, he's really cute.
Yeah. Oh, it's still him? Oh, it's still my future husband?
I think they can hear us, and we're not supposed to talk about other DJs.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Been up there.
Hi. I'll see you in 8 seconds. What's the delay?
Future time, 8.8 seconds.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. Which means like in like 20 seconds he's going to look over here and we're going to be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Hot guy in the other studio. Is he looking now?
No, he's not.
He's talking to a girl.
He's talking to a girl. What's she doing? Stop talking to our husband. We're in a polyandrous relationship.
A polyandrous relationship?
That's when you have multiple husbands.
You said polyandrous.
No, polyandrous.
I know her.
Polyamorous.
No, it's polyandrous.
Amorous.
No.
Amorous is from the Latin form ama, which means to love, meaning many loves.
No.
Amorous.
No.
Not. There's no D.
Polygamy is when you have multiple wives.
Right.
Polyandry is when you have multiple husbands.
But it's called a polyamorous relationship.
No, it's not.
John, you have a phone. Check it right now.
It all sounds freaky to me.
Let me finish telling you about this guy. I'm trying to spit some education at you here. Did you know that Did you know that back in 1908, there was a gay guy from Denmark that was going to attempt to... He was going to be in the Olympics, but he got dropped from the team for being too thick-set compared to his teammates. He later went on to coach gold medal-winning gymnastics team for Stockholm in 1912.
See?
Had he competed, he would have been the first out LGBT Olympian. But... Before that, there was a German woman named Renee Sintinus, who won the bronze... You're going to like this. She won the bronze medal in 1928 at the Amsterdam Olympics. She's believed to be the first Olympic medal winner. But here's the thing. She wasn't competing as an athlete. She won a bronze medal for sculpture because in 1928, at that time, art was still a part of the Olympic competitive program.
That's cool.
Did you know that? That like art and painting and play, like you could like competitive ice sculpting, like that is freaking cool right there. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't know that either.
They have Olympic grocery shopping bag lifting. Like, why wouldn't they have had a competitive art?
But you think about how much more cultured the world would be if we got to see like the Olympics compete in like an art festival.
Yeah,
that'd actually be pretty interesting.
That would be awesome.
Did we ever find out?
Yes,
poly.
No, it's like ghosts.
Poly blank.
What is it?
It's like ghosts. What you're talking about? The Olympics with the Hello statue, Lionel Richie.
John, just answer the
question. Polyandry.
I'm not saying that's not a word.
It's a mating system where one female mates with several males in a breeding session.
Several males. Got it.
Well, there is a female up there.
Yeah, so if it's all dudes, it's polyamorous.
No, it's not.
I can't pull it up on my phone because I'm doing live streams.
So what is polyamorous?
Hold on. I'm going to...
in love.
Got this. Mother.
I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm also saying I'm not wrong. So why don't you look up the thing that I'm saying to see if it matches up with what you're saying instead of just trying to prove yourself right?
I'm sorry that you gave him the research thing. I've got this.
Google.
Oh, I sound more and more like Addison every day.
Oh my God, you too. Wow.
I've got this. Yep, that's all my mother.
I thought she was coming. She can make it.
No. She wasn't able to make it.
Oh.
No, she wasn't. Are you going to the Pride Skate this Wednesday night? There's a Pride Skate event at Cimarron Skate at 7 o'clock. And it's supposed to be kind of like just like a big old gay roller skating party.
Sounds fun. They used to
do that once a month.
Might go to bed because it's my first night off.
I know.
I also just started Penny Dreadful on Netflix.
What's
and
that?
It's really good.
I'm about to finish Stranger Things. What's Penny Dreadful?
Okay, so Stranger Things was phenomenal.
Gotta finish it.
And you're gonna love the ending.
Oh, I love it already.
Penny Dreadful is like a Victorian like horror series with like Dr. Frankenstein and mm-hmm. What's his name? Dorian Gray and like a bunch of like vampires and all that.
Mm-hmm,
and it's
mm-hmm,
really, really
mm-hmm.
good. Anyway, go
is
see
that
it.
On Netflix?
Yeah, it's they just put it and I've been wanting to watch it for years.
What's it called? Penny what?
Penny Dreadful.
Penny.
Do you know Shameless? You know the show Shameless?
Yes.
Okay, so I used to watch Shameless with Axel, and during the commercial breaks, they would show Penny Dreadful, and I was like, oh, I want to see that, but it was like one of those Showtime things that like no one has Showtime.
Mm-hmm. So no, I who has Showtime.
I had to.
The only people who had Showtime were when Queer as Folk was on the air. That's
right.
It.
And now that's on Netflix too, so who needs it?
It is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Polyamory.
What is it?
Is the practice of or desire for intimate relationships where individuals may have more than one partner with the knowledge and consent of all partners. It is not gender specific.
Okay, so I think that yours, polyandry, is gender specific
it
because
is,
it
which
mentioned
is what I
women.
Was saying.
Okay, we're gay men. There's no women in the equation, so it's polyamory for
which,
us. We
no,
can't be in polyandrous
no.
relationships because we're not having kids and there's not double genders.
It's having multiple husbands. That's the difference. That's what makes it polyandrous.
But you're not
Listen,
a female.
I
you
think,
don't know that.
I think what Bobby is trying to say is I'm very convincing in drag, and I think we should just drop the subject.
I think we've all confirmed. What's next for you? I wanted to
daytime fish.
I you know, well, it's been awesome to see. I was actually talking to someone about your drag and how you developed and how you used to be just one way. And now I see you with different hair, and sometimes you're padded up, and then sometimes you're old school short hair, and sometimes it's a Gaga song, sometimes it's not. Where's your art taking you? I feel like I haven't had these conversations with you. Because, you know, I used to hear about it on the air every time. And
yeah.
Now it's more from an observer, from a spectator of what you do. Where is it taking you? Where's it going now for you? How is it?
I think for the first time in, like, 4 years, I don't know.
But that's a good thing?
Which
or?
Is, I don't know. It's been a weird thing, and I've been struggling with it the past couple weeks. But, I don't know. I'm not scared of it anymore. Like, I'm just going to let it. I've trusted, this is all I know since I'm a kid, you know, since
mm-hmm.
I was a little baby
mm-hmm.
is to perform. So I'm just going to trust the process and let it go where it goes. And I'm excited.
How many years
to see where it goes.
How many years have I said to you, and not that I'm any kind of power or authority, but just you're going to be amazing. You already are amazing. I knew I only had you on the show for a finite period of time while you were here just because you know, the hardest working queen in Orlando. At one point you had gigs at Pulse, at Southern, at P House, at Savoy. Like you're, and for your age and for what you've done, you have represented yourself well, and just the next step is going to be amazing. Can't wait to see it.
Thank you.
And you know, just don't forget the little people. Don't forget that you were on a radio show for 2 years, and you're going to be way bigger than this radio show.
I always hate there's no little people. Like I always hate that. I've heard people always say that to
me. What
are
you saying?
Like,
you don't acknowledge
there's
little
no
people?
Little people. Like everyone's big people. You know.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just, again, not
Are you
jaded.
Just making, like, a dwarf joke?
I'm just not
what?
Jaded yet. No, you made the dwarf joke,
I'm not
Justice.
Jaded.
You knew I was coming.
I'm not jaded, but there's just, I don't know, like, you just, sometimes you meet people and then you don't, like.
How about this? There's no little people, but we all can acknowledge there are people out there with little ideas that stay in their little bubble and
yeah,
live their little lives with their little houses and do little things with other little people.
I guess
Come
I
on, little boxes on the hillside.
I guess I only associate myself with people that I consider to be big people.
Yeah.
With
Is that
like,
why you quit
like,
the show? Because I'm just not right.
Yeah.
I'm not meeting the expectations.
That's exactly why I quit the show.
It's all so clear to me now.
No, I don't know. I know that I'm here because of the people who believed in me and trusted me and thought that I could do something. So I don't see any of those people as little people. And even if they're not like, grow. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just doing my thing. I don't think about it that much, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Through this tour, Adrian, when you do your Facebook Live, just your skills, even whenever you've been on stage, I think it was Phoenix or New York or something, some of them, you've grown. Your presence has grown. You've grown.
And we can pull the tape, because I think somewhere like 5 years ago, I was like, yo, have you heard about this thing called Periscope? Like the precursor to Facebook? Like, hey, Adrian, you should do live stream video while Periscope you do your makeup sucked. And get ready.
Periscope was the worst.
Periscope
Thank
was the
God
pits.
For Facebook.
Facebook Live is amazing. It keeps. Why would you put your time into doing a video that disappears in 24 hours?
That's the thing, too.
It's so stupid.
Facebook logs them all, so I have like a video diary now. Mm-hmm. And people, it's so funny because I'll finish a video and like 2 weeks later, somebody will comment on it like in real time as they're watching it. So they think they think it's happening now. And I'm just like, oh.
Everything's taken out of context.
Yeah, but I'm glad they could do it.
That happened with a show last week. One of my managers was like, so I saw your show. It's live? Like, what were you doing? I was like, no, girl. It was live a couple days ago.
You see the little setup I have here. You know, I can't see, I purposely can't look at the comments as they're coming in. So I check them after the show. So I'm trying to like piece together when somebody said what and like what I'm responding to. Because they're like, hey, I agree with you, Justice. Like, okay, when during the hour did I say something that you agreed with? Because that doesn't ever happen.
Always.
420 Travada moment.
Shut up. Okay.
How many viewers do you have right now?
We don't have a lot right now. We have like 8.
Don't
right
say
now.
It. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. You should always lie.
You
want to
take that?
Lie.
I know. I do too. You want to take that real quick?
Oh. I lie every time. If you're like, how many viewers? I'm like 52.
Yeah. No. Normally it's like a good number, but it depends on if the connection's weak or not. But then I always look after. I always check it after a week and see what the collective. John, do you not know how to work a phone?
Why is the phone on a pillow? Is it tired?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's sleeping. It's getting its rest.
Poor thing.
Who is it? What do they want to talk about?
It had to walk all the way from Luxembourg.
Oh, true.
Okay. What do they want to talk about? Do they want to go on the air? No cursing.
What happened to
Support Love Station?
Okay.
No cursing, Patty.
Okay, put the mic up there.
I'm gonna be on.
Hey, what's up? How are you doing?
Hey, how are you guys?
I'm doing well. This is Patty. Where are you from?
I am from Orlando. Is this DJ?
This is DJ Justice. Hi. Nice to meet you, Patty. You're on the air with Mr. Miss Adrian and Bobby and John, who's holding the phone right now.
Huh?
Nothing. What's up?
I just wanted to tell you how much I love y'all's radio station, and I've got you guys playing in my truck.
I love y'all, too.
And the neighborhood's now listening. And
we are the number one gay radio show for people to play in trucks.
I love you guys, and I had to get out a shout out for my boy John.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get him on.
Well, thank you, Patty.
Anyhow, just to say, I am sharing your station with as many people, straight people, as I know, and because I think it's important that everybody listens to your station, because you guys are off the chain funny.
You're off the chain. Hey, thank you so much.
Informative, and I just think that's a wonderful thing.
Patty, love you so much. Thank you. We are one human family, and I thank you so much for your support. Bye bye now.
That's my point, David. Sorry.
No, it's all right.
Sorry.
Talk to you later, baby. Bye bye. You got to work on that whole. When I set it up for the hang up, we got to hang up because otherwise they'll keep talking.
They didn't cover that.
I didn't know this happened last week. Did you know that Joe Biden is the first vice president that's officiated a same sex wedding? Last week, he married. He presided over the wedding of John Marshy and Brian Musteller. They're two longtime White House aides, and they asked Biden to officiate the wedding. He went and got a special temporary certification from the District of Columbia to make it legal. And so last Monday at the Naval Observatory, which is where the vice president lives, he officiated the wedding. And I thought that was very cool. Biden was actually publicly the first to back gay marriage in 2012 in the run-up to President Obama's re-election. And that announcement put pressure on the president himself to then declare his support shortly after. I didn't know that President Biden or Vice President Biden had come out with his support for same-sex marriage before Obama did. So I thought that was cool. You know, another reflection of, you know, politics doesn't have to always be bad and be divisive. It just depends on how you look at it.
That's super cool. Good for him. Yeah. Why didn't he just run for president?
You know, I think a lot of people are asking that question.
Is there a law against the vice president running?
No. There's not. Nixon got to be president.
There's not a law against it. He just didn't do it. He didn't file and do the things he had to do by the deadline. And from what I've heard, I think it came down to mere hours. It was kind of like, should I or shouldn't I? And it was one of those decisions that kind of, you know.
Should.
Over his son, Beau. that passed. He was he kept questioning and going back and forth. Didn't it used to be the norm though, where a vice president
Back in like the '50s.
Yeah. Last story I have from the Olympics. This past week in history was made again when two hockey players who play on the same team for the Olympics have something special in common. Helen and Kate Richardson Walsh are actually married. They play for the Great Britain hockey team, and they won in a match over Australia 2-1. Age 36, Kate retired in 2014 but decided to make a comeback in Rio while Helen was competing despite two back surgeries in the last 12 months. Ooh. They previously won a bronze in the London 2012 games, but this time the ladies are going for gold. They won't let anything stand in their way. We won bronze and gold and it was amazing, but ever since I've played this sport, I've always wanted to be a champion. I'm going to go to Rio and give everything I've got. And so they were just talking about their relationship and their marriage, saying, hey, there's nothing abnormal about it for us to be teammates, but also to be wives, to be partners with each other, and saying, hey, this is a normal thing for us. So being out, you know, that's our conscious decision to show you that there's nothing wrong with it. You know, it wasn't some big spectacle. It's just the way it is. So I thought that was cool that of the 42 athletes, one of them is a married couple playing on the same women's team.
So one of them got gold and the other got bronze?
No. The team did. I said they got a bronze in 2012, and now they're competing again on the same team, but now they're going for the gold. So they're hoping that they make their way.
They're going for the gold.
They're going for the gold now.
Isn't everybody going for the gold?
Well, yeah, but they probably...
Some people are like,
no one's like, silver's fine.
Some people are like, I'm just going to show up for the free McDonald's and condoms.
Yeah. Right. Let's see what they get.
Oh, God. I forgot. They're given like 150,000 condoms
to
the Olympic people?
To
the athletes.
They allocate
they know that
40.
They're just getting their lives.
It's all of the like most like physically fit people in the entire world.
In the prime of their life.
In the prime of their life.
They need to let off some energy. They need to stretch. They need, you know, a little bit of, you know.
Because they're there for a week and like they've just been stuck training for like the past 2 years, like in a hole somewhere. So now they're like, wait, other people?
That's awesome.
It's like they've been getting ready for a party for like 4 years and now they're finally at the party and it's
ready
like
to get cameras in there. That's
kind of like when somebody gets a role.
And so they allocate
like
42
years in prison.
They allocate 42 condoms per athlete. So, you know, we think that each athlete might need 42 condoms, so that's how we just kind of came up with this number and then just throw them all in like one big bowl in like the middle of the dorm.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So you could just come in and...
You doing okay? You're just tired, aren't you?
Oh, sorry. No, I thought my mom texted, but it was actually Milan.
Oh, happy birthday
because
to Milan.
Because mom and Milan look similar.
Yeah.
So I was like, why is Milan texting me about boogers?
Very nice. Good job.
I mean, my mom. Anyway, sorry. you have a minute. You're almost done. You should wrap this up.
DJ Leah's in the booth there. Hi, DJ Leah. How are you?
She can't.
Never mind. Future time.
Yeah.
Wait, does that mean that guy never heard us?
Yeah, I don't know. They might have the control room volume down. Anyway, hey, you know you're always welcome to...
Oh, hi! No! Oh, no! They totally heard us! Oh.
28 seconds later. I love Future Time. I love Future Time so much. It's best when somebody's standing outside, like, the glass window there, and we're talking about them, and they don't hear it until, like, 10 seconds in the future when we've moved on. But, so...
Does that mean that guy doesn't want to date all of us?
He heard it.
He did. He must have heard.
Oh, yeah, awesome. Yeah. Thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
I know you don't have many days off, and I'll stop bothering you now, but I really wanted to have you come in and share your story.
I'm here. Yay.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Of course, babe.
Bobby, what do you have going on this week?
I have lots of dinners, and then I'm working. And there's a penis talk show at Parliament House.
What?
A penis talk show.
What is that?
It's where they cover up everyone's faces, but the audience still gets to ask them questions, and then they're naked from the penis, from the chest down.
What? When is this?
Friday and Saturday at 7:30.
And how much is it to see this?
Yeah.
It's considered art.
It's art, boo.
It's not obscene if it doesn't speak to the prairie intentions. Like, if it's not, like, down and dirty, get you turned on. If it's there for, like, an artistic, creative, literary purpose, then it's valid.
That sounds more fun than the ice skating
thing.
Yeah, it sounds way better. Wow.
I have brought my glasses in both times this weekend.
I'm gonna get a set of those little binoculars like the old ladies take to, like, an opera on a little stick, like, ooh.
I want to go to the dress rehearsal.
Well, they get different people for each performance. So
I
want
to go to all the dress rehearsals.
But it's good. I've seen some very nice things.
Can we play Guess the Ethnicity?
It's going to be easy, girl.
Well, I mean,
you're
maybe
right,
it
won't be hard.
All right, John, thank you for coming in, man. Appreciate you being here.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for today's special edition of Outlet Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour. Always remember, we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. Until next time, always swing first, fight good fights, and let justice roll. Until next time, I wish you enough.
Good night.
I'm Justice, and I love you. Oh, I totally forgot to mention this real quick. No call to action. Next Monday night is the finale of Orlando Drag Race Live at 9:30 at Southern Nights. And having been a judge for it for the last 3 years, Katana's having me come back to do a roast. So I'll be there doing the comedic roast of the entire pageant. That's not going to be awkward at all, seeing as how it's been like a month since I was supposed to do the jokes. I probably should sit down and write something, but I hope you come out there and show your support. It's a great event, lots of talented performers, and I will be doing the comedic roast that night, and I'm gonna try and get some audio. Thank you very much. Love you. Bye.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air. I'm ruined in the.
How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 Gorgeous. And fabulous.
Here in Outlet Orlando, give that 1, 2, 3.
Gorgeous!
This is fabulous. I absolutely love it.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay! Yay.
That was the gayest arms I've ever seen to express that.
Now I'm very, very legal.
Jeez. It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I wanted to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No, because
we're matching
you,
the funds.
No.
It's Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy
Hour. Why?
Raising money for a good cause.
Because
get
you,
over it.
You
it's
could
such
not,
a good idea.
No, no, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're
you know why?
You're passionate about it.
Do you know why?
You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pig. You would buy a shirt that says, I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess warrior princess Xena style.
It's
It's all
food. Outlet Orlando, ruining lives all across America.
On a daily basis.
Got any poppers?
No. I'm not saying that.
I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha ha.
Dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came
Wait,
out.
Wait, what?
Around you, everything the light touches is gay.
Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour.
Of course.